Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's 2016. We're about to embark on the first physical culture radio episode of the year, and I promise you it's going to be a great one with my co-host Brooks Kubik in just a moment. At the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined from Islamabad, Pakistan, by Dr. Anwar Gilani to talk about how 10 grams of almonds a day could keep the doctor away. That's right. There's some really great emerging information about almonds and their potential to improve health. So we'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. But first things first, I need to run this theme music for the first time in 2016.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
Happy New Year, Brooks.
Hey there, Carl. Happy New Year to you, too.
We have a special show today, Living Life Like Marcel. People are probably thinking Marcel is some physical culture forefather that has written or done things, but this is going to be a different kind of show because Marcel was actually a cat.
Yes.
Tell the story about Marcel. How did Marcel come into yours and Trudy's life?
Well, about 10 years ago, our daughter, close to finishing high school, had lost one of her cats. In other words, it moved on in life, and she wanted another. And so she found a beautiful, tiny little gray kitten. And at the time, the movie La Vie en Rose had come out.
Right.
And she named the cat Marcel after one of the characters in La Vie en Rose. Actually, a real person, just as La Vie en Rose is based on a real person.
Right.
And the middleweight boxing champion of the world at one time. So Marcel, our cat, had a, you know, very much a physical culture name. And Marcel was the most active, adventurous little cat imaginable. Initially, our daughter would put him on a leash, a very long leash, let him go outside, but, you know, she'd never let him off the leash. We have a mulberry tree in the backyard. You've been over here. You've seen
it.
Yes. And little guy climbed the tree. Boom. And then he tried to climb higher. Goes higher. And then he can't go any higher because of the leash. And, you know, so it becomes a tug of war. And eventually we realized that climbing a tree with a long leash around your neck is probably not a good idea, because if you slip, you're going to hang yourself. And it was obvious that he loved to do it. He just had this thing about climbing. So we chipped him so that he wouldn't get lost. And we let him off the leash. So he became a free-range, indoor-outdoor cat, at an early age. And I'll tell you, Carl, 5 minutes after he was off the leash, I looked out back, trying to see where he might be, and I saw a small gray kitten sitting on the top, the very peak of the next-door neighbor's garage across the alley, sitting there looking as far as he could see. And remember, we live on a hill, so you can see a long ways around here. He was just sitting, watching, looking, with enormous interest. And he was basically, it was like a king surveying his kingdom. And that's what happened. I mean, he became the king of the entire neighborhood.
Let's talk about a couple things here.
Yeah.
So I did not know this, but when we were talking about doing this show, because there's a lot we can learn from Marcel, as you're going to mm-hmm. find out here in a moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of it's symbolic, quite frankly. But what you told me was that I didn't know this, that both those who support PETA, which is, for the fair treatment of animals,
mm-hmm.
and devout vegans, they are totally opposed to free-range cats. Is that correct?
Well, we're generalizing here, but there are a lot of people who are very much opposed. I mean, the Humane Society of the United States is opposed to indoor-outdoor cats or free-range cats. And it's a complete turnaround from what you and I knew when we were young, which was mostly indoor-outdoor cats. I mean, that's what I was always familiar with. But there's a real division between pet owners about whether you let a cat out and roaming free. Now, obviously, Marcel was neutered, so he was not adding to the cat population.
Right.
But it was obvious to us that, this was a very active, very adventurous, very intelligent cat who wanted to explore. And we had, a big yard. We've got the garden boxes in the backyard. The neighbors all have big, interesting yards. And, there was a lot of exploring and adventuring for him to do, and we made the decision that would be the best for him. We let him do that. That almost came back to bite us a couple months later, because our daughter went off to college and we became Marcel's new parents. And I think that he wasn't sure if we were going to do a very good job or not, didn't quite trust us. So he disappeared. And it may have been that he was looking for our daughter, because initially who was our daughter's cat, may have been looking for her. We don't know, but in any event, for several frantic days, we were trying to find him and looking everywhere and searching the neighborhood and asking people and putting up signs. We were even paying neighborhood kids to go, get on their bikes and go look for him. And nobody could find him. And then we had, you may recall, 10 years ago, we had some really severe windstorms in Louisville.
Yeah.
And
one of them dropped a tree on my house.
Yeah, I've seen photos of that. Yeah. I mean, one of them almost dropped a tree on my car while I was in it, missed by about 10 feet.
Right.
But during one of those storms, it was the one where Marcel had left because what the person he viewed as his person had gone away, and so he left. And we couldn't find him. Trudy got a phone call after the storm, and phone call said, "Is this the person at the other end said, is this the Marcel residence?" And Trudy said, "Yes," and they said, "Well, we have Marcel. Would you like to come get him?" Okay, so it turns out they're about three blocks away, and somehow he had gotten over there, and he was in their backyard when the storm hit with you know, came blowing up and everything went dark and looked really bad. And he did what seemed like the logical thing to a small cat, go for a safe place.
Right.
So he climbed a tree. And he ended up 20 or 30 feet above the ground in what was a class one hurricane force storm. Trees shaking back and forth, and this little kitten holding on for dear life. And the people in the house were watching, but they couldn't do anything.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Go out there and try to save a cat and get killed?
Yeah. I mean, you know, because there really were trees coming down everywhere, particularly in our part of town, because we had lots of old trees. And so he had to hold on all by himself for the whole storm, and he did. When it was over, he came down, and they came out and got him, and they found his little tag with the phone number, and they called Trudy. So that was the first of nine lives. And we almost lost him there. It would have been terrible if we had. But he just had such a love for climbing, for getting high, for just looking out and just watching the world. Just sitting. We have on the hill behind us, there's another street above us. We're sort of halfway up the hill. There's a house that has a deck on the third floor. So it's very, very high up. And they have wooden steps going all the way up. And Marcel would go climb up the three flights of steps, and he'd be on top of he'd be on the deck on this tall house at the top of the hill, the very top of the hill. And you can see for miles there. And he would just sit there or lie there. It was his probably his favorite place in the world. Just sit there with the sun on his face and the wind in his fur and just look and watch. And loved every minute of it. I did that for 10 years. And we lost him yesterday, and by lost, I mean he passed. But I'll tell you what, Carl, he had an absolutely amazing life, and yeah, he had swagger.
He had swagger, right? So Marcel would regularly go up to homes that had cats living in them. The cats would be sitting at the front windows, and Marcel would go up and sit on the opposite side of the windowsill with the window between them and look at them. And then taunt them and then run off because he was looking at them going, you know, you're a cat. You're in there. I'm a cat. I'm out here. This is where we belong. And I think that the real message of Marcel's life is symbolic when he was, quote unquote, taken off the leash. Many of us are on our own self-devised leashes. Some of those leashes occur in our minds. When we have a good idea, we immediately come up with 10 reasons why it won't work. Many of us are living lives in different areas where we are timid. We're not really willing to take the steps forward. We find reasons not to. Marcel was the antithesis of that. Marcel lived the life as a cat. I posted something on Facebook this morning about a woman who almost killed her cat by forcing it to eat a vegan diet of pasta, potatoes, and rice milk.
There was in England, I think. I've seen that.
Australia.
Anyway. Okay.
And Brooks had no idea that I was posting that this morning. I had no idea we were going to be talking about this. And then he tells me about Marcel, and I'm like, so Marcel was a free-range cat. Marcel lived the life of a cat. We create these social constructs about why that's a bad thing. Now, I have to say, I don't like cats urinating on my pool area, and we do have some cats that do that, but that's part of having neighbors with free-range cats. But with that being said, cats living the lives that cats are supposed to live allows them to live longer and actually be happier. And this notion that cats should be eating something that comes from a can, living in the house, and living an artificial life is exactly what is being foisted upon the American people today as well. We're being told from every angle that we need to get back on our leash. And if anything that physical culture teaches us by the execution of strength is that we should not be living on our leash. No happiness can be gained. Marcel would have been a different cat had Marcel not been allowed to go out and be a cat. He ate rodents. Oh, I'm so sorry to those out there offended by that. You know what I mean? He caught things, probably bunny rabbits, and ate them. Okay? He wasn't eating, you know, a kibble out of a bag made from corn and soy. He wasn't eating, you know, tasty niblets out of a can. He was a cat, living the life of a cat. How many of us would love to be Marcel, to be able to live the life of a full functioning human being and not be tethered by some leash that we have created or that's imposed upon us?
Well, we actually fed Marcel cat food. Okay, I mean, he had, you know, high quality cat food, but you know, we actually fed him, but he augmented by hunting,
right?
Which is, you know, the natural. I won't say pastime, but you know, it's the nature of a cat to be a hunter, and you know, he did that, and you know, yeah, he caught small critters, and you know, he killed them, and sometimes ate them, or selectively ate portions that he liked. He particularly liked brains, if I can say that.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Omega-3 fatty acids.
Omega-3 fatty acids. It's like a cat in the wild.
That's amazing. All right, here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. We're going to pick this up on the other side. We're going to talk more about Marcel's life and how we can learn from this cat to lead more fulfilling lives ourselves and be stronger. You're listening to Physical Culture Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. This is Physical Culture Radio. It's taking a different turn today as we pay homage to the passing of a cat that can teach us a lot about our own lives. And I love that analogy. Are you living life on a leash? Are you constantly creating obstacles for yourself that don't really exist?
And you know, the amazing thing, Marcel was such an adventurer. Trudy called him Marcel the Wanderer. And he had a tag that said, "This is Marcel the Wanderer. If you find me, don't feed me. Just let me go back home.
I'll find my way back home." I love
that. I'll find my way back home. And it always struck me. It was just so amazing that this little cat, from when he was the tiniest kitten, he just loved to climb. And, you know, I told you about climbing up to the top of the neighbor's garage.
Right.
Like, literally the first time he was off the leash, it was like, holy mackerel. You know, what is going on in his head? What's happening? And, you know, I think he was just sitting there and looking and saying, wow, I can see everything now.
And, you know, from an evolutionary perspective, that's probably exactly what it was, because the cat likes to be able to survey its
mm-hmm.
surroundings, both for hunting, but also to avoid becoming prey. And the higher up you are, the safer you are.
Absolutely. And interestingly, Marcel was, up until the end, a very healthy cat. Amazingly active, agile, just, you know, very, very healthy. And when we were at the vet yesterday, when we were there with him, you know, the technician noted that she's worked with him his entire life. She's been there longer than he has, so she's known him from day one, more or less. You know, and she was saying he's always been such a strong cat, just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our vets know about his life and how we raised him, and they knew that he was a wonderful cat and that he had, you know, without stealing the line from the Jimmy Stewart movie, he had a wonderful life.
Right.
Did
they ever try to discourage you from allowing him to be a free-range cat?
No, they didn't. And, you know, people listening, you know, some people may have very strong opinions against letting the cat outside, a free-range cat, if you will.
Why?
Because of concerns about the animal's safety. You know, first of all, if you do that, it has to be an animal that has been spayed or neutered.
Right.
That's a given.
But assuming the animal has been fixed.
Yeah, assuming that. You know, then, you know, the concerns are that the animal will get into fights, you know, which, yes, that does happen. It's inevitable. The animal may get hurt or injured, which, again, can happen. The animal may get lost. In our experience, that doesn't happen. They have an incredible, almost an uncanny homing instinct. The animal may eat things it shouldn't eat, you know, which is why you feed them, so that, you know, they don't go through the neighbor's garbage, for example, and things like that. And we, you know, we live in an area where people don't leave things out for animals to eat, and you know, that really is not a concern.
Right.
And the other thing to remember is that we live on a house on a hill overlooking a park. You know, the whole neighborhood basically runs up to a park. We're overlooking the park. You know, we're on a hill. You go out the backyard and start going up. You go even higher. There's lots of trees. There's bushes. There's gardens. It's a wonderful place for a small animal.
Like a farm. It's like a farm.
It's a very beautiful, wonderful, endlessly fascinating place. And cats are very intelligent. They love to just sit and look and watch and see things.
Did Marcel ever come home with the indications that he had been in a fight?
Yes.
And how bad were his injuries?
Usually not bad. You know, usually at worst a scratch.
Mm-hmm.
He almost always prevailed in fights.
Right.
And he had kind of a macho attitude. I mean, if he bared his fangs and, you know, drew himself up and hissed, most other cats would leave him alone. I mean, he was fierce and ferocious when he wanted to be. It has reminded me in many ways of the way children were raised and the way children grew up when you and I were younger.
Right.
You know, we were
free-range kids,
and yeah, we got in fights, and, you know, we did all kinds of things.
Got hurt. You fell off the monkey bars.
Nobody
sued the school because you fell off the monkey bars.
Yep.
It was
a different world.
And I want to, we're coming close to a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about 2016. And I want to juxtapose what we've been talking about about Marcel, and let's talk about the future and what the future can actually hold if you start to allow yourself to live life. Now, I'm not suggesting people go out and get in fights, but what I am suggesting is that maybe people need to stop trying to control every aspect of their environment and start trying to live life.
I have something that I think addresses that, which I tried to write down in words what Marcel had taught me, and maybe we can open with that when we come back and lead into the next.
Let's do that. Okay. You're listening to Physical Culture Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com LYN.com/CARBGUIDE.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the one and only
dysfunctional DJ.
Stranded at the driving.
D-O-double-G. Welcome back. So we're talking about Marcel the Cat and what we can learn from Marcel the Cat to help 2016 be the best year of our lives. And Brooks, you said you had something that you wrote down that could summarize all this.
Well, Trudy and I have been talking about this because, you know, we really feel like we gave him a wonderful life. I mean, the best possible life for a cat. And it's interesting, our vet said the same thing. But, you know, part of that life was being free and being outside in the sun and the wind and being able to be himself and follow his own nature, his own ancestry, if you will. I think the message that Marcel teaches, and this is something that I'm going to keep in mind in 2016 and forever going forward, is this. Live every day to the fullest. Make time to sit in the sun and the wind. Always look for the high ground. Enjoy the far horizon. And make everything you see your own special kingdom. And there's one other thing that I think he would tell us. You know what that is? If you're caught in a tall tree in a hurricane, hold on tight and enjoy the adventure.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Marcel lived a great life. And the key to that life is being open to adventure, being off the leash, as you noted. I mean, that's such a powerful image to me, the minute that leash was slipped off. And he had his freedom. It was like all of a sudden he became a new being.
Well, he became a cat. He became a cat.
The he became a cat. Yeah.
You know, it's like, and that's my point. So many of us, look at social constructs that create boundaries for our behaviors. And we don't live even near the fullest lifestyle that a human can live. And that's why we're in such awe about people who do great things, because they've taken the chances, they've gotten in the fights, they've lost some, they've won some, and then we look at them as heroes. Like, oh, you know, I mean, you can name so many different people who have lived full lives, unapologetic lives, lives off the leash.
It's what Theodore Roosevelt called the strenuous life.
That it's a good thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, life is not supposed to be easy, and it's not supposed to be gentle and quiet and live indoors and live safe and live timid. You know, life is supposed to be lived to the fullest. And I'm not talking about, you know, nonstop sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Right.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about actualizing your potential, maximizing the person that you can be. You know, the movie Chariots of Fire, one of my favorite movies.
Right.
Remember the opening where the headmaster at the school in England is talking to this class of new students,
right,
at this dinner for the new students? And I'm going to paraphrase, but he says something to the effect of, each of you has greatness in him. It differs from one to the other. You must find your way to achieve greatness. And when you find it, embrace it, and work towards it with unceasing effort. And again, I'm paraphrasing, but
no,
it's something along those lines. And that is such an important lesson for people of all ages. I mean, it's something for parents to inculcate in their children. It's something, certainly by the time you're in high school, college, you need to know that, in order to really push ahead and become something, become someone. And it's a good lesson for people of any age.
Well, and I'll tell you,
people our age, for gosh sake, we need to remember it.
I'll tell you something else that I get from Marcel's story. If you're living a life where everything you do, you measure by what other people will think about it and whether or not it will make them like you or dislike you, then you are living a life on a leash. And that is the standard today. We're surrounded by political correctness. We're surrounded by all these different organizations that want to create more and tighter barriers for humans to live within.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not insulting some people from time to time, and I don't mean you should go around and find the flaws in people and call them on it, but if you are living your life and other people are insulted by that, God bless you. You're doing it right.
You have to take a stand.
Whatever, and your stand may differ from mine. I'm not saying that this is only true for people who agree with what we talk about here. I'm saying if you disagree with me, that's great. Dig your heels in and disagree. I'll have more respect for you. And Marcel got in fights, and there were people out there who didn't approve of his lifestyle. But it didn't stop him from squeezing every drop out of his little kiddie life that he could.
He just had nonstop good times. And he enjoyed every minute of every day. He was just amazingly happy and content. He had so many things to do. He was always racing somewhere. It almost had a schedule that, you know, I'm going to go over to this house and visit these people first, and then I'm going to go visit these people. And, you know, it was just absolutely fascinating. And as a result of that, as a result of that, I don't care if you like me or not, I'm just going to do my thing attitude, everybody loved him.
Yeah. See?
Amazingly.
That's the irony of life. The irony of life is when you do the things that living off the leash prescribe, you don't end up with people hating you. You end up with people adoring you because they want it too. They just don't have the guts to do it.
In Walden, Henry David Thoreau said, "The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation."
Desperation, right, right.
And that's exactly what we're talking to, and the reason that and the reason that that happens is because people allow themselves to be put on that leash, trapped on that leash. I mean, you know, we've talked about this. It's a, you know, it's an interesting theme that that you and I kind of pick up and run with every once in a while on shows. I think because so much of physical culture ties into this, and the reason is, in order to become something great in a physical sense, in order to have tremendous strength, muscular development, condition, athletic ability, look better, your appearance, whatever, gain weight, lose weight, you know, whatever your goals are, in order to really stand out, isn't that an interesting phrase? Stand
yes.
out. In order to really stand out, you have to be the one to do the things that other people don't do, and in many cases, try to get you not to do.
Yes. I said that in a post not too long ago, that whenever people tell me, oh, you shouldn't be continuing to lift so heavy, they're not saying that because they care about me. They're saying that because it makes them feel uncomfortable that I am older than them and I still do this, which means that they could too. They'd rather see me take my foot off the gas pedal to make them feel more comfortable with their choices than for them to step up their game.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's the same if you're careful about your diet. It's the same if you're not drinking or you're not, you know, you're following the rules of health and suddenly you don't quite fit in to mainstream society the way you used to, because guess what? Mainstream society doesn't follow a very healthy lifestyle.
Right. But they want you to be like them, because then it absolves them of any guilt
exactly.
for what they're doing.
Exactly. And if you do different things, if you go outside the norm, outside the convention, and it works, suddenly everybody who's staying inside the norm or the convention starts to feel bad. They don't like that, so they try to keep you from getting outside of the convention, and they try to keep you from trying to achieve anything other than mediocrity. And they fight you if you try to do it.
I want to take a last commercial break, and I want to segue into something about 2016 that I've just written down.
Okay.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of six ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. Later in the show, we're going to be talking to Dr. Anwar Galini all the way from Islamabad, Pakistan. This is a first for our show. We're going to talk about how almonds can actually protect you against cardiovascular disease. This is pretty cool stuff. Right now we're talking about extrapolating a message from a little cat who lived a full life and overlaying it with our own lives. And mediocrities is exactly what the majority of people strive for today. This morning someone tagged me in a post about the new Planet Fitness commercial, the Battle Gym. Have you seen it, Brooks?
No.
They've got this girl.
Battle Gym.
Yeah, they got this girl. She's coming in her Lululemon. She's carrying her little clear bottle of water. She just wants to do 20 minutes of cardio on the treadmill. And she ends up in this gym with all these muscle heads and, you know, screaming and dropping heavy weights and all this other stuff, you know. And the slogan goes, Planet Fitness, work out however you like. You can work out however you want. That's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked at the YouTube channel, and every single comment was, because the people from Planet Fitness asked for comments. Tell us what you think. Every single comment, I went down to 30 comments, were all the same. Planet Fitness is where you won't let us work out the way we want. If you grunt, you kick us out. If we train too hard, you kick us out. So people see what Planet Fitness is all about. Now, I learned a long time ago that in order to be strong, you have to have something occur. It's called disinhibition. Disinhibition is linked to greater strength. People feel inhibited to appear strong. There's a reason for that. We don't want to upset other people. And we don't want to make other people feel uncomfortable. So once you achieve a level of disinhibition, your real strength unlocks. At Planet Fitness, they don't allow people to be disinhibited. They want people who are inhibited there, who don't really want to train. They have no desire to see any progress in their patrons. If you're serious about progress, which is not a bad thing, Planet Fitness portrays you as a problem. Think about this for a second. This is the way it's going today. Planet Fitness knows that if they charge somebody $10 a month, that chances are they won't show up, but they won't cancel. It's such a small amount of money that they'll continue to pay their membership so that they can have the insurance policy of not feeling guilty about not caring about their health. So they can say, well, I've got a gym membership, but I just don't use it. Or I only go on pizza and donut day. And now think about that aspect, that Planet Fitness uses pizza and donuts to get people to come into the gym. And then when you discuss this with any of the Planet Fitness supporters, they say, look, getting them into the gym is the important thing. If we have to use pizza and soda, it's no harm. Well, I would use this analogy. Let's say you went to a school, you paid for a private school, and their attitude was, your child will learn when they're ready to learn. But in the meantime, we've got Nintendo and popcorn and Hot Pockets. And the kids love coming to school because they play Nintendo while they're eating Hot Pockets. But little Johnny is 9 years old and still doesn't know how to write his name. And the teacher goes, but look, getting them here is half the challenge, and we're doing that. And I would say that school would be a failure. So would you. And that's the exact analogy I would use for Planet Fitness. Planet Fitness has devised a way to exploit a phenomenon. That phenomenon is people buy gym memberships that they don't use. Planet Fitness has come up with a price point that exploits that phenomenon where people won't cancel their membership because they feel guilty for canceling it. And so they have a gym membership, but they're not using it, and they're not seeing any progress, and they're not taking care of themselves. This is actually a microcosm of the entire population today. The entire population lives, like Brooke said, in quiet despair, wishing for things that they don't have the guts or the real, true desire to get for themselves. The entire population is living on a leash and being exploited by organizations like Planet Fitness for that reason.
What's the alternative? What can people do in their own lives that's different moving forward for 2016?
What they can do is, first of all, start catching yourself when you're telling yourself that you can't do something. And stop. There's a great book. I'm going to repost the blog today. It's called The Flinch. Everyone should read The Flinch. It's one of the most profound books that can change the trajectory of your life overnight. The book talks about how people flinch backwards. You need to learn to flinch forward. When you see something that you think is going to be painful or uncomfortable, your tendency is to flinch backwards. You need to refocus yourself to flinch forward. That's the first step in taking off the leash. You need to learn to stop being your own leash handler. Stop creating obstacles for yourself. Stop creating reasons why you can't do this or you won't. Just start doing the things that you need to do and stop all of the whining and complaining and just move on.
One of the, Dinosaur Training, my first book, is just sprinkled with quotes. And one of my favorites is from Goethe. Do the thing and you will have the power. In other words, if you sit there and talk about, can I do it, will it work, but you never try, nothing happens. But if you do the thing, whatever it is, if you start training, if you start a diet, if you, you know, you try a powerlifting program, you know, whatever, if you do the thing, you will have the power. The power comes from doing. If you just get into motion, get off the leash, get into motion, as Carl said, start moving forward, you have the power to achieve tremendous success, far beyond what you would imagine you could do or what you would think you could do. But you have to start. You have to get off the leash. You have to move forward, or as Marcel has taught us, you have to move up.
Yes, higher ground.
Go higher ground. Go right up that tree.
Yeah. I mean, 2016 could be a banner year for everyone listening to this show right now. The only thing that will stop that is you. No matter what obstacles come your way, you can get by them, around them, and over them. You can, if you create the obstacles yourself, well, then there's a you got to ask yourself why. Why are you doing this? Do you really own what it is that you think you want? And if you do, take off the leash. I have to reprint it. I have to repost this book. I read this book, and I need to reread it. This is a book that everybody should get. It's free. It'll be on my website today. And you should reread it at least once every 6 months to make sure that you're not backsliding.
The Flinch.
It's a great book. You know what? The first chapter explains what the flinch is. Some people don't recognize it. You don't notice it. It happens all the time. It's you saying no to yourself that you can't do something. We become so accustomed to it that we don't even notice it. Once you identify the flinch, then you can flinch forward. You can make a choice of whether to flinch backwards or flinch forward. And he has exercises in the books. One of the exercises, and people are going to say, no, I can't do that. That's it. You just flinched. One of the exercises, go to your cupboard, take out a plate, and drop it on the floor. It's going to shatter. But do it. If you create a reason why you can't do it, my wife will get mad at me, I'll have to clean up the mess, I'm wasting money, you're flinching. You have to learn not to flinch. You have to learn not to say no to things. Aaron Singerman told me one of the big obstacles to his success was he had to stop finding reasons why he couldn't do something and find reasons why he could. This is the biggest challenge for every person out there listening to this show right now, no matter whether you desire to be an entrepreneur or just lift heavier weight. It all starts with you stopping creating reasons why you can't do the things you want to do. Marcel didn't do that. He didn't look at the tree and go, I don't think I can climb that tree. He just ran up the tree. When he got to the top, he probably went, wow, I'm at the top of the tree.
How can I go higher?
I mean, that's how 2016 can actually be fulfilling for people this year. Take off your leash once and for all. Great, great, great discussion today.
Really appreciated it, Carl. Thanks much. And we'll be talking next week.
All right, talk to you later, Brooks. Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Anwar Gilani, all the way from Islamabad, Pakistan. I'm so excited about this interview. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in the United States. What if just eating 10 grams of almonds a day could actually affect cardiovascular disease? My next guest is Dr. Anwar Gilani. How you doing, Dr. Gilani?
Yeah, fine. Thank you very much, Oscar.
Welcome to the show. So you are affiliated with the Aga Khan University in Pakistan, correct?
You're right.
Okay. And your group embarked on a study recently looking at almonds. Describe what questions were you trying to answer in this study?
Lipid profile, abnormality in lipid profile is very common all over the world, be it European, American, or Asians. And particularly, we know two types of lipid abnormalities, the bad cholesterol or the good cholesterol. So both the bad cholesterol is, we all know that, and the good cholesterol, HDL. This is deficient in American population, even, up to 40%, I mean, cardiac patients, they suffer from low HDL, which is considered to be protective or useful cholesterol. And hence, the objective of our study was to see if the elements improve the lipid profile and also increase the HDL.
Okay, so I just want to clarify, just in case we have a bad phone connection just slightly, so I want to clarify for the audience. So what you're saying is that you wanted to see if almonds could alter the lipid profile, most specifically the LDL cholesterol, which is associated with higher risk of cardiovascular disease, and the HDL cholesterol, which is associated with a lower risk of cardiovascular disease, right?
You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
And so how was the study designed? Who were the subjects and how many were there?
Yeah, the patient, the coronary heart patient, I mean, the patient which has coronary artery patient, which are called angina patient, where the blood vessels are narrowed. These are the patients recruited at the Aca Hospital. There were a total of 150 patients grouped into three categories. One, they did not receive any intervention. The other received elements. One group received American variety of elements, the California shelled elements. The other one received Pakistani variety of elements. So these were three groups, 50 patients in each. And the results are very interesting, and they cause significant increase in HDL, which is considered to be useful cholesterol. And of course, they also improve the bad cholesterol, but improving HDL is something which is a novel finding, because there is very little, I mean, there's no such study done anywhere in the world. This is the first study done on HDL. And knowing that the drugs which are used to increase this one, they have a limited success with miserable side effects in addition to the cost and all those.
Right.
I mean, so in that context, using almonds, it does as low as 10 grams per day is something which is very novel thing. Normally, the FDA in the U.S., they recommend high dose of almond, that is 40, I mean, roughly 1.5 ounce, equivalent to 42 grams daily. And then normally in America or anywhere else, mostly people, they use almonds with food, without distinguishing, I mean, with sometimes food. So this study is unique, the first study that we recommended with empty stomach. That is the traditional way of using almond in this part of the world.
Wait. So you said you said an empty stomach. Is that what you just
said? Empty, you're right. Empty stomach.
So eating the almonds by themselves, let's clarify here. 100 grams of almonds is roughly 3 ounces of almonds. That's not a lot of almonds, is it?
See, normally people use almonds any time of the day, and they take high amounts of almonds. So, what we have done, that is the traditional way used in this part of the world, is soaking. The almonds are soaked overnight, and then first thing in the morning, in the empty stomach, the peeled almonds are taken, 7 to 10 almonds daily, they are taken. This is low dose. So this simply means if you take the almonds in empty stomach, first thing in the morning, before the breakfast, even the much lower dose is required. Normally, I mean, you are using 40 almonds.
Right.
But here you are using 10 almonds. So this is something, if you use empty stomach, the absorption is more. And then, particularly when we are recommending the almond for whole life, I mean, because there are dietary supplements or any drug that has to be used in cardiovascular diseases, that is for lifelong. Similarly, almonds are, recommended for lifelong. And if you reduce the dose, even half, how much saving could be made for the whole life. So this is something the novel finds.
So do you, what do you feel the contribution of soaking the almonds overnight in water contributes to the digestibility of these almonds?
Not necessarily digestibility, but soaking and digestibility, I'm not sure about the digestibility, but soaking, yes, soaking itself, there could be more than one advantage. One thing may be digestibility, but more importantly is soaking the germination process starts. This is some evidence is there that by soaking, the vitamin E content of the almond or seeds is increased.
Ah.
So, which is also, I mean, though we have not studied vitamin E content, but this is already known that by soaking, process leads to some germination process will lead to the increase in vitamin E, and vitamin E is considered to be useful.
Interesting. Okay, so recently we talked about a study that showed that we may not be extracting all of the nutrition from nuts because masticating, chewing the nuts, plays a large role in liberating and improving the absorption of nuts. And obviously, talking about eating it on an empty stomach first thing in the morning, you're trying to achieve greater absorption. What about using nut butters, like almond butter, which is pulverized into a paste? Would you not absorb more of the beneficial nutrients from almonds if it was pulverized into a paste like butter?
Yes, you are right. The chewing process helps in digestion. Not only almond, but overall many things. I mean, and even the chewing, rapid chewing, even the delayed chewing.
Right.
It helps. And also, I mean, you also reminded me to mention something. If I'm allowed to mention
please. Please do.
See, this is very relevant to this thing. Normally, I mean, we all know that eating less is the answer for cardiovascular disease, or controlling the weight is the answer for, I mean, controlling the cardiovascular or metabolic diseases. And sometimes we are unable to control weight because of whatever reason, I mean. But eating slowly helps in satiety. See, anyone who eats slowly would tend to eat less than those who eat fast.
Mm.
For example, our brain controls the hunger. It takes the brain is 20 minutes to get the signal if your stomach is full. But if you, I mean, finish your meal within 10 minutes or 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you at the after 30 minutes, you would feel perhaps you have eaten more. And so if you stop eating before your stomach is full, after 20 or 30 minutes, you would feel eventually that you have eaten enough.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because you're getting the signals of satiety at that time.
Absolutely.
You won't be hungry anymore.
So signals of satiety can be achieved better if you eat slowly. And chewing, enzymes are there. The saliva has enzymes which helps in digestion. So more you chew, or slower you chew, better it is in the digestive process.
I want to go ahead and take a commercial break, Dr. Galani. And when we come back, I want to talk more about the research, because the changes in lipids in these two groups that actually ate both the Pakistani almonds and the American almonds was profound. If this was a drug with this type of results,
every physician would be prescribing this drug to people who are at risk of cardiovascular disease. So I want to talk more about this when we come back, okay?
Okay.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Madebyhemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Dr. Anwar Gilani all the way from Islamabad, Pakistan today about the beneficial effects on cardiovascular disease risk markers provided by eating almonds. And I said this going into the break. If this was a drug that had performed this well, a pharmaceutical company would be launching a billion-dollar campaign, and every physician would be prescribing that drug to his or her patients who are at risk of cardiovascular disease. This is not small change in lipid patterns in just 6 months, and then 6 weeks, and then again 12 weeks. This is substantial: 20% increase in HDL, a 40% reduction in LDL simultaneously. I mean, they have drugs out there that lower LDL but do nothing for HDL. This is really a surprise. Were you surprised by this result, Dr. Gilani?
Yes, certainly. This is a very novel finding and very exciting results when it is improving HDL, for which we have a limited choice. I mean, the drugs we mentioned, they are expensive: fibrate, niacin. There are multiple side effects, yet their success rate is limited. So this is exciting finding. And I agree, I mean, any pharmaceutical company would love to do that, but producing a drug is a very complex process. This is the finding that we've done, but if they like to produce the drug, multinational have to spend billions. And why? Because by doing so, they are granted the patents.
Right.
But no discovery. But the nature does not believe in granting patents. Element, anyone can buy. Anyone can buy. Why a pharmaceutical company would not go for that? Because there would be no patent on elements.
Right.
So this is just other way. But on the other hand, had a company would be able to get patent, they would be earning billions of rupees. I agree with you.
Now, there is other research out there, and as Alex Leaf posted in an article on our website, a fairly recent meta-analysis of 5 randomized controlled trials found that almond consumption between 25 and 168 grams per day does not have a significant effect on HDL cholesterol. However, he points out that these were very short duration studies, most under four weeks or under. So what do you attribute the success you found in your research? Do you think it has to do with A, soaking the almonds, B, eating them first thing in the morning on an empty stomach? You think that approach to supplementing with almonds plays a role in the results that you found?
Yes, there could be more than one reason. And this could be one reason that, taking an empty stomach and also soaking overnight, this is another thing which has certainly more impact in reducing the dose. As you rightly mentioned, that in those studies, the dose is, minimum dose is 25 gram to more than 100 gram. These are the doses which have been used. But these doses have been used not in empty stomach or by soaking. They have been used with food, with pizza, with muffins, I mean, whatever. I mean,
right.
So this component has not been taken into consideration whether the almond should be used in empty stomach. That is the traditional way of using these things. So certainly, this is the novel component from that angle, that this is the first study using the low dose, using in a traditional way, and with it showing effect. The other reason could be, perhaps, I have not seen that study, but I know that most of the studies are done in patients where there was abnormal lipid profile, but not necessarily abnormal HDL.
Interesting.
So if the HDL is already normal, then bringing change into that normal, was there not enough room? So the novelty of this study was that we took the patient who had suboptimal HDL level. That was the criteria, the first criteria. The patient got to have suboptimal, less than normal HDL.
HDL, okay.
So this is the uniqueness of this study. There's no such study available that they have taken the patient, coronary heart patient, but the HDL is suboptimal.
And I can see why that would be, because it's thought that HDL helps to clear LDL. So if you have suboptimal HDL, the almonds would raise the HDL, which have an extrinsic effect on the LDL. If you have normal HDL, you're not going to see a change in the HDL, and you're not going to see a change in the LDL.
Yes, you're right. And you know that without normal range, minimum HDL level in the man is 40, whereas in the woman it is 50.
Right.
So in our case, it was suboptimal. The levels were between 33 to 38. So in either case.
So 10 grams of almonds on an empty stomach first thing in the morning is where the magic is in this study. I want to take one last commercial break. And when we come back, I want you to explain what is the difference between the Pakistani version of almonds and the American version of almonds. We're talking right now with Dr. Anwar Gilani. We're talking about how almonds could be your savior if you're worried about high risks of cardiovascular disease. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about how almonds could help reverse cardiovascular disease risk markers with Dr. Anwar Gilani joining us all the way from Islamabad, Pakistan. And it's really a great discussion because, as we talked about earlier in the show, so many drugs out there that are so expensive have numerous side effects and have limited beneficial effects on the lipid, what is called dyslipidemia, unusually high LDL cholesterol, unusually low HDL, that is a very, very high risk marker for cardiovascular disease and atherosclerosis. And if eating 10 grams of blanched almonds a day on an empty stomach first thing in the morning could have this kind of profound effect in as little as 6 weeks. This is a no-brainer for somebody out there worried about heart disease. Dr. Gilani, what is the difference between the Pakistani almond and the American almond that you can tell?
Yeah, thank you for asking this question. I mean, in Pakistan, Pakistan is the 10th largest, 10th in the world in producing almond. We produce large variety of almond, good quality of almond, but yet there is a trend using American, imported American almond, and perhaps some people feel perhaps the imported almonds are better. I don't know the reason, but the idea or the objective of this, the third component of this study was to compare the efficacy of imported American almond that is very well known, the caramel variety, California shelled almonds, and the local variety. We have a number of local varieties, but we use the one is the talwar, what is called sword shape, the long shape, local variety. So these were two compared. And interestingly, there was no difference. There was no significant difference. Both were equally effective in their cardioprotective effect. So this would mean almonds grown in U.S. or in Pakistan. So they have similar effect. I mean, this is another finding. I mean,
it's funny how people love imported stuff when they have things in their own country that are just as good. It's just humorous to me. Do you think that soaking the almonds longer provides any benefits? The reason I ask you this question is, so I may go home and put a large amount of almonds in water and keep them in my refrigerator and take 10 grams out every morning to eat on an empty stomach. But maybe some of those almonds could be soaking for 4 or 5 days before I actually eat them. Do you think that's a detriment or is that okay?
It's okay, but certainly the, soaking 12 hours is considered enough. I mean, maybe 2 days, but I mean, soaking for a number of days may not necessarily have the added advantage because the process is completed at some time.
But it wouldn't be a disadvantage. In other words, it wouldn't hurt the benefits of the almonds if they soaked for 4 or 5 days.
Absolutely.
See, Dr. Galani, I'm thinking soak the almonds for 24 hours and then put them into a blender and make almond butter out of it and then eat 10 grams of that every morning because you're going to extract a lot more nutrients from it once it's turned into an almond butter and pulverized. What do you think of that?
I don't know, but no, certainly I would go for chewing the almonds rather than using in the blender.
Okay.
because that may have another effect, but as I mentioned, chewing itself has advantage in absorption, in digestion, right, as well as absorption. If you allow me,
yes, please.
I can also give another example. Garlic is another thing which is dietary supplement which is considered to be useful for cardiovascular diseases. If you swallow the garlic, it has no effect. But if you chew the garlic, it has beneficial effect.
Yes,
it is the chewing process. The chewing process helps to release allicin. Allicin is one of the important active ingredients.
Right.
So the nature has its own way of doing things. On one hand, it's a bad odor of, garlic when you chew it. That's fine. But at the same time, so you've got to go through the process.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. One last question. Have you been contacted by other people in the media to talk about this research?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Because I didn't hear about this in the mainstream news. Alex wrote a blog about it for our website, and that's how I learned about it. And I think that this is something that more people should know about. So I applaud you on your work.
No, I wish to thank you for inviting me to, express or to showcase the result of this novel finding. This was a wonderful opportunity to interacting with the American people. I may know cardiovascular diseases are everywhere in the world, but more so, in U.S. and others. And certainly it will have long-lasting impact because cardiovascular diseases are growing day by day. The major burden on the humanity in the coming years is non-communicable diseases, particularly the cardiovascular diseases, because the major threat to the life is cardiovascular. The death due to any disease is more than the cardiovascular disease.
Yeah.
So you know, and I know that.
Number one killer of people today globally. All right. Thank you, Doctor.
And it is growing day by day.
Yes. Very sad. Thank you so much, Dr. Galani.
Pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
So there you have it. I mean, this is an easy one to fulfill on your own. Blanch almonds overnight. Eat 10 grams first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. Do that for 6 to 12 weeks, and then go back to your doctor and have your lipids checked. You probably can get off statin drugs if you are on them. That's a very, very dangerous drug to be on in the first place. But anyway, we're going to take our last commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside. The MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
It's like new.
Hank. Oh, big check. Yeah. Got it.
Welcome back. So, I don't know if those of you who listen to the show are also my Facebook friends, but we released the Thrive protein powder for pre-sale this week. And those of you who don't know about Thrive, Thrive has been a protein powder that I've been working on developing for 3 years now. It's finally come to fruition, and it is the first protein powder designed around human breast milk, mother's milk. The protein component, the supporting micronutrients, peptides, growth factors, immunoglobulins, everything. And I'm going to be doing a series of Periscope talks starting Monday the 11th, January 11th, because you can't realize what's in this protein blend by just gleaning the label. The first talk we're going to do is about the protein powder, the dairy components of it itself, which are all from grass-fed pastured cows inside the United States and low-heat pasteurized. We even had to find a source that is producing grass-pastured colostrum, low-heat pasteurized, for this product. There's nobody out there that has colostrum from grass-fed cows that is also low-heat pasteurized. Nobody. So, for those of you who are unaware of this protein powder, we will have banner ads up on SuperHumanRadio.com within the next few days for the pre-sale. And I think it's, you're going to find that for those of you who are open to understanding, not just looking at this from a commodity protein powder standpoint, for those of you understanding that what we need to know about building muscle and recovery, as far as nutrition and the influence of nutrition, goes back to the only thing that's been made in nature to be food for us, and that's mother's milk. Everything else we've adapted to be food. Someone said to me, well, eggs were made to be food. No, eggs are chicken embryos. They're made to be chickens. Chickens weren't made to be food. Nothing was made to be food. We have adapted things to be food, but the only thing that was actually created by nature to be a food was the milk that came from your mother's breasts. There's a reason why building a protein powder around the protein component and infrastructure that contributes to that protein's utilization makes such good sense for people who are looking to thrive, not just survive, but thrive, to recover faster, build more muscle, be healthier. So I hope that those of you who are not Facebook friends of mine will look for the banner ads on SuperHumanRadio.com coming this week and take a minute and learn more about Thrive. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with Casual Friday.